KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio bonus tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
This is DJ Coop.
And this is DJ Vu.
And you're listening to Bonus Tracks on 91.3 KXCI.
A short-form program where youth broadcasters talk about music.
So, DJ Vu, what is your favorite album of 2022?
Probably Midnights by Taylor Swift. I think it was a really good kind of end to the year. And what was your favorite show to go to?
That's a hard one, but I think the best one was either Merciful Fate or Caucus, because Caucus was the first time I was ever in the actual pit, and Merciful Fate, I saw my principal there, so that was pretty cool.
What are you looking forward to in 2023?
Probably more shows. It's always fun being able to see friends that you don't see often and being able to jam out with other people. What about you?
I'm really excited to go back to my orchestra because I get to learn new music and, like you said, just play with other people. I think it will be really fun.
I'm DJ Carrot.
And I'm DJ Electric Landfill, and you're listening to Bonus Tracks.
So, Electric Landfill, what was one of your favorite albums that was released this year?
I think one of my favorite ones was Cave World by Viagra Boys, a new post-punk band that's just been recently making its rounds. Their first album didn't sell very well, but they've gained a lot of traction with their new album, Cave World, and it's really cool with its themes about like social media addiction and technology overusage and just like about conspiracy theories in general. It's pretty funny. It's very of the time and very cool electronic punk. It really feels, it almost feels like classic punk in a way, even though it's like not, but it's cool mix genre mixing of all these different kinds of punk. What about you?
For me, it was probably Taylor Swift's album Midnights, because like, you know, it's Taylor Swift. She experimented more this album. Like, she started using more, like, electropop sounds in a way.
So, DJ Carrot, what are you looking forward to with music in 2023?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, the Good Artists are going to be releasing another album, probably. And I got Taylor Swift tickets, so I'm going to go to Taylor Swift's concert with DJ Vu. What about you?
I'm really looking forward to the new Gorillaz release, Cracker Island, that album. In fact, they've been hyping it up a lot with all the songs they're playing on the radio. In fact, they're just playing a song from that album on the radio a few minutes ago, a single they've released to hype up the album. I am a proud member of The Last Cult, which is their like fan group that they're doing using to hype up the album. So that's been pretty fun just talking to people in that group online.
Cool. So, happy holidays, happy new year from KXCI and the Bonus Tracks.
And for more episodes of KXCI and the Bonus Tracks, head to KXCI.org.
Stay safe with sugar, guys.